Well, they accuse him of being evasive, of avoiding the question, and say that by not revealing whether he is a non-dom or British taxpayer, they have compounded the speculation around Lord Ashcroft. They say that Lord Ashcroft could have ended that speculation at any time by just saying what his residency is, but he's chosen not to do that. He's even fueled that speculation. So what the Information Commissioner said was that despite the fact that the House of Lords process is usually held completely in secret, he says that the public interest around Lord Ashcroft and his tax affairs and his status as a member of the House of Lords is more important than the secrecy of the process of appointing peers.
What happened back in 2000 when Lord Ashcroft was made a peer?
Become domiciled in the UK, the mechanism of that promise was never revealed. It was never revealed who it was made to, how it was made. And that kind of represents the level of secrecy around Lord Ashcroft. At the moment, we're not allowed to know whether he is domiciled in the UK or how and when and who he made that promise to. So that promise will now come out within the next 35 days.
This has come after it emerged that Lord Ashcroft accompanied William Hague on an official visit to Cuba. What happened then?
This is latest in a series of meetings that Ashcroft had. Hague was the one who originally recommended him for a position in the House of Lords. So there's big questions about Hague's role in all of this. When they reveal what that mechanism was, what the undertaking actually was, if William Hague or any other of the Conservative leadership were actually involved in the mechanism of taking that undertaking to become domiciled in the UK, they will have very kind of serious questions to answer about why they didn't hold him to account on it.